Thank you, Gary. Now, this presentation differs slightly from the previous one. This is not a course. It's not a module that is taught in password-protected mode, but it's an open educational system that we developed called EcoLearnIt. And the handouts that you will receive also introduce you to this open learning system. It targets the five-minute learner, the next-generation learner that is attuned also to digital technology also uses Web 2.0 technology because it engages learners in the learning process and it empowers the learner because learners can go to the system and start developing learning material. Now, the system is based on the concept of reusable learning objects, RLOs. What are these RLOs? They are small, independent units, self-standing learning units, that is predisposed to reuse in multiple instructional contexts. So in essence, you can use these RLOs to teach in graduate course, maybe an undergraduate course, maybe in training module, or also use it for outreach and extension. Characteristics of RLOs are that they are web-based, they are reusable, they can be used multiple times, they are typically self-contained, meaning that they are very focused on a specific learning topic or learning objective. They're relatively small in size, usually less than 15 minutes in terms of learning content. Standardized, they follow the same organizational structure and searchable so that they can be pulled together in form of libraries that are online and accessible also by online learners. They're flexible because they are digital and easy to update and can be aggregated in courses, modules, or even curricula. They are suited for this new type of learner that is attuned to digital technology and cost-effective because once developed, they are there. They can be reused and form intellectual capital for institutions. Now, we understand these RLOs in terms of the simplified learning cycle, where we start with a learning objective, then provide some kind of instructional or material in form of text, maps, interactive demos, videos, PowerPoint, audio, you name it. Now, all these different kinds of digital media can be mixed and matched to form and formulate out the instructional material. The third component is the assessment component, just to test the learner's knowledge. Now, let me introduce you very briefly to the system. And these are snapshots because also I cannot go online here. Unfortunately, we don't have internet access. But I will walk you briefly also through the EcoLearnIt website and explain a few things as we go. You can participate in EcoLearnIt in various forms as authors or author teams where you team up to develop learning material jointly. So in essence, it emulates also a Google application where you meet online and you work together on some activity. As instructor, because you can utilize these RLOs that are in the system, and currently there are over 100 published, freely accessible, reusable learning objects available also for your use in your courses, in your training material. Learners, of course, you can browse for content and simply utilize the material that is already there. And currently, we have over 400 users here in the US and also international users that utilize the system. So it's free, it doesn't cost anything, and can be used at various institutions. Now, in terms of the functionality of this system, the EcoLearnIt system hosts peer-reviewed material, and I will come back later on to explain some more. In essence, it forms a knowledge base and also offers some social networking activities to really form this community of learners that share common interest. And of course, it contains stimulating material attuned, like we heard in the previous presentations, that are really enhanced with videos, with audios, with animations, and really some stimulating digital media to make them also attractive. Now, the key concepts, in a nutshell, really there are four boxes and very brief to explain. It's an open system, freely available, shared learning resources. It contains peer-reviewed material. Each learning unit or reusable learning object is tagged by the author names who developed them. and they are published similar to a research publication, where you also have the authors really attached and associated with that type of publication. The system also provides you with authoring tool, meaning that it enables you to develop your own learning material with the help of the system. So it guides you through this process. And with that, truly, it empowers learners because it engages you. It's not a passive tool, but actively you get engaged in the learning process by simply doing something and developing also learning material on the go. The thematic focus is pretty broad. It covers environmental science, soil, crop, water sciences, agriculture, and life sciences, so there are really no boundaries. So it's not only an ecological system, but it covers really broad topical areas, resembling also the topics of our societies. Now, in terms of how to build these ILOs, I will walk you briefly through the different steps. After you log in, you will be you gain access to various tools. The first one is to enter very simple material, for example, the author name, who's involved in this specific RLO. An RLO title, an objective needs to be formulated, usually with action verbs, to bring the objective to the point, and short abstract and ranking, to indicate also to the learner how difficult the material is. Is it complex? Is it simple? Is it intermediate? To give some clues. The target audience, is it graduate students, extension outreach, so you name it, can be identified in this menu. Keywords, acknowledgement, and references, similar also to research publications. Now, the next step is called the knowledge tab or knowledge component, where in essence, you can formulate out your learning material in various forms. In particular, you can upload material, for example, PowerPoint slides or audio narrated material, video clips. You see here different formats listed that can be digested by the system, and you can mix them up in various ways. Now, a lot of the attractive ILOs use Adobe Presenter or Articulate, some systems that combine text, audio, and video together to provide really enriched learning experience. And in essence, there is no limitation, but you decide as a developer how you want to mix together these various components to transpose really interesting learning content to the students and learners. And it has been shown that in particular, if you mix and match this material in educational studies, that this is most effective to be successful in reaching out to students and also to stimulate learning. Now, the next tab is called the RLO assessment component. And here, in essence, it's a quiz tool where you can formulate out a few questions pertaining to the learning content of the specific RLO. You flag the correct answers. And then the final step is to check if all components have been completed. You submit the RLO for peer review. And this, in essence, is very similar to a manuscript tracker tool, for example, SSSAJ Journal, where you submit your paper, and then, of course, everything is handled online, the whole peer review process. There are, in this review tool, the reviewers provide their review back to the authors also online. There are specific boxes, ranking schemes developed, and 9 criteria to evaluate each of the submitted RLOs. As you can see here, for example, you evaluate as a reviewer learning objectives. Are they clear? Are they transparent? Are they to the point? The quality of the content, is this correct material? For example, presentation style, and so on and so forth. Now, after the peer review is successful and the ILO is in good shape and the editor decides to publish the material or send it back to the author for additional revisions. There are 2 types of publications, green and white. Very simple to distinguish because the green publications are permanent. They cannot be changed anymore. However, the white publications are more like in Wiki. The authors, in essence, can go back and make additional changes. For example, to improve the RLO based on reviewers' comments, But the beauty is that this material is available to the EcoLearned community, so the material is already posted on the website and made accessible. Now, I will show you here different snapshots, how an ILO, after it is finished and published, looks like. This was an ILO developed by an undergraduate student jointly with an advisor, my colleague, Dr. Willie Harris, in capstone undergraduate project. And the student produced, in essence, the ILO jointly with the faculty advisor. Again, you see here the learning objectives, ranking, target audience, the authors, they are attached to this specific ILO. And when you start it, you will see this is about the topic how to describe soils. And I think it might be usable also for some of your courses that, for example, now in video would be playing. And of course, an audio narration comes with the video. And this is also material where students at their own leisure time can work through the ILO, learn the material, maybe even go back and revisit the material as often as they wish. And come finally to the end where the assessment questions are posted. We see here we are at the assessment tab. And we go further where the correct answers are provided back to the learner. And also the authors are given credit for the development of this specific ILO. And finally, this is the co-author, finally the references are posted. Now, in addition, these are snapshots from a few other topics. This one on GIS and landscape management was developed by a graduate student. You see here also different types of material were posted, documents and presentations mixed with assessment questions. This one was developed on the topic growing switchgrass for biomass, really in hot topic area by my colleagues at the University of Kentucky. So each of these ILOs has unique really learning content that can be also included in courses, any course management system, because each ILO has a unique URL. So quite easily to hyperlink them. And of course, you can aggregate them. There's an aggregation tool built into the EcoLearned system, but you can also pull out specific ILOs and use them in your courses. Now, I'd like to finish up with a very, very quick survey that we did in two courses, a graduate course and an undergraduate course, where students were given the task to develop ILOs. And here you see the response to the question, how difficult was it to develop an ILO? And most of the students said it was somewhat difficult, easy or very easy. Very few students found it very, very difficult. And this might have to do that students also have the capability to post YouTube videos. And of course, it's easy for them actually to do this kind of work and to produce also engaging learning material. Now, to the question, did you feel empowered by developing learning material? And overall, the return was on the positive side, where most of the students indicated yes, it was empowering to develop these ILOs. Few students said no, I don't want to develop teaching material, or it was a chore. And of course, we have those students too, but very, very few. Now, to the question, did you think that ILOs have potential to stimulate learning? 100%, and usually you don't get 100%, right? But here we did, said yes to this question. And even of the undergraduate students, 2/3 said yes. They found it also quite engaging material and liked the concept of ILOs. So that's all very encouraging, but what I like you to do is also to simply try it out, test it out, log in. And I invite you also to come to after the session to the poster session. We will have a laptop up there that you can also explore the system. You can request and log in for free and simply start using the system or uploading your material so that others can also use the shared resources that are also available in the system. With that, I'd like to thank you for your attention, and if you have questions, please.
Maybe we have time for one quick question. Sure, go ahead, George.
You
said that something goes up there permanently. Can it be pulled? In other words, I can envision creating something and then at some point, even though it went through peer review, it ought to be off of that. So,
yes. Well, under specific circumstances, of course, it can be pulled, but currently at this time, only the administrator, our team, can pull it. And maybe it might be in specific circumstance that the material was posted wrong and was published, right? A mistake was made. In those kind of circumstances, it could be pulled. Or later on, if material really gets old, and it's supposed to be archived, then of course we could also shift it into an archive. We have not implemented these tools yet, but we are thinking about them to integrate them and enhance the system.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I just have a quick question. Mm-hmm. One is, so you publish these things. Are they peer-reviewed? They're peer-reviewed. And to what journal do you send them?
Well, it's not, we call it our own online journal, but in that sense, it's not a journal. It's an online system where, in essence, like similar to Merlot, where also a peer review is built in, and each of the learning material that are reviewed are flagged. This is a similar concept where, in essence, we don't have a printed journal, right, that we distribute. We don't have an ISBN number like other journals. But it is a system where at least you are sure if it's published, there wasn't quality check, there wasn't peer reviewed. So we don't really publish RLOs ad hoc and say, well, yeah, it's good enough, let's publish it. So we have to go through a review process before it can be made public. To showcase it and share it with the EcoLearned community.
One last question.
The ones produced by graduate students, mm-hmm. did they actually write the content or did they compile it? Because, you know, students are great for compiling information, just pulling it from all over the web. So what do you think happened there?
Well, I think they did, because in this specific course, there were specific topics given to the topic of GIS and land resource management. So students were able to pick specific topics and produce material on that topic. And it worked pretty well. I must say that most students really were using citations like they did scientific document report or dissertation or manuscript, because I also emphasize this in the course that I teach, where RLOs are one of the tasks, that truly you have to adopt the same scientific style that you would adopt by writing a research paper. And I think students understand that very well. Probably graduate students more so than undergraduate students, because they tend to sometimes also go the quick route. Oh, I find this material, copy it, and plagiarize. And of course, there's this risk that is associated with that too. But I think the peer review process can also really provide here some limitation in terms of the reviewers, and also the editor can catch those cases and hopefully not publish material that have been plagiarized.
All right. Well, thanks, Sabina.
Okay. Yep.